Conspiracies? We got it.
Paranormal? We pursue it.
World news? We follow it.
Dick jokes? All day.
Welcome to season two. This week we have Dr. Shakira.
Shakira.
A celebrity ghostwriter who researches UFO sightings.
You know, my stupid ass thought ghostwriter meant paranormal. Paranormal writing, like about ghosts and shit.
And that's where you're done.
I know, I fucked up. I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
And this is
J&T Unsolved.
How do you say your name?
Shakira.
Okay, because I see the shy C. So I didn't know if that was like true or not.
That's my nickname, but okay. Shakira.
So what do you do?
Well, by day, I'm a celebrity ghostwriter and a freelance writer. And by night, I'm a researcher and a philosopher.
Okay, so what does celebrity ghostwriter entail?
Like a celebrity ghostwriter is, I write books for famous people. Like, for instance, I've written books for people in PGA, Bravo TV, VH1. And, you know, I just ghostwrite the books. So I'm like the person behind the scenes that is bringing their vision to life.
The third thing you said.
People that you know.
What was the third thing you said?
I'm like, freelancer? I'm the person.
Philosopher.
Yeah.
Philosopher.
Yeah.
So what is your philosophy? I don't know how to ask that question.
What type of philosophy?
I
know. That's the interesting part. My philosophy is, I don't know if anyone has like heard of the ancient astronaut theory, which is like pretty much ancient history. And I go through the ancient monuments and pyramids and texts, and I find out where there could possibly be alien or UFO activity in the past.
Have you ever visited those places?
I've been in the United States, but not overseas yet.
What's in the United
Hopefully
States?
Hopefully very, very soon.
That would be
like
relevant.
Like Utah, Arizona. I've seen the rock art, but I want to see the pyramids.
Public school.
Hopefully I get there very, very soon.
Screwed me. I didn't know it was rock art in America. Didn't know. I'm living under a rock.
Indigenous people.
Well, I mean, I guess I just never thought about it.
Oh.
Like, for real. Like, I always associated, like, the Native Americans and to be, like, just on the outer edges of the Americas, living close to the water. Never really thought of anybody being in the center.
Yeah, like if you go to any of the temples and stuff.
What
like,
temples?
There's like Native American temples outside Montgomery.
Where the hell is that at?
I've got to figure out what it's called. We went there in fourth grade, and you can go inside, and there was art all over the walls.
I really need to catch up on just history, because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought everything that had to do with like ancient astronaut, like what she deals with, was just like the Mayan temples, the pyramids, the weird caves that were like cemeteries, but they're in the sides of mountains and nobody knows how they got there.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like really hard to get to without having like professional equipment, like stuff like that. I didn't think there was anything here in America. I thought we were just a bunch of jerk offs. Nobody cared about us.
Oh, man, you will be surprised at how much is here. There's actually the Serpent Mound, which is like, you should Google it. It's really cool. That's in Ohio. There's a lot of things here, especially out west.
Do you think the elephant caves have anything to do with like ancient astronaut stuff?
I think there's something to it for sure.
Caves. The elephant caves is the largest cave in the world.
It's like
huge.
Okay.
But to know how a cave is formed and to imagine how that one was formed just doesn't make sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was just curious. Because like, I don't think anybody's ever actually made it to the very end of it.
Nope.
Because it's so deep.
That's right.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. It's deeper than...
Have you... What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Have you researched anything like close by us? Because we're only like 3.5-4 hours away from you.
Where are you? Where are you located again?
Lower Alabama.
Mobile.
I have not in Alabama, but I know that there's a coral forest in Florida that I'm investigating.
What do they got going
on? But I'll look around. It's like a, it's kind of like a modern place there that was recently built, but it looks ancient. So we're, I'm investigating that to get more information on that. And that's in Florida, but I'll look in Alabama because I'm always looking somewhere for something.
Like nobody knows who built it?
No one. Well, they say it was a man, this one man that built it, but it's kind of difficult to see how he would have been able to do it.
He's not that guy.
Because the
that
rocks
like,
are so heavy.
Oh, I know. I think I know what you're talking about. Is it the same guy that tried to disprove how Stonehenge? Not Stonehenge. Is it Stonehenge? Where they got like, it looks like a big circle?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, there's a bunch of.
There was a man that was like trying to disprove that it needed equipment, and like he did it by himself somewhere.
But I don't know
where he lived at.
He's right.
What if it's the same guy?
What it is. What if he had like a camera?
What if
some
she proves he's an
equipment?
Alien or some shit?
That'd be great.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. I was scrolling through your Twitter before you got on, and I thought. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong, but I swear, I thought your things had something in the caption. Maybe not the caption. Maybe it was a tweet you made, and it said that you've seen.
It was in the R messages.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right here.
Yeah, so what have you seen?
Oh, man. So, I always see lights, you know, UFOs, something flying, or hearing noises. That is always so. I also see prints on the bed and things of that nature. But one day I was laying down, not where I live now, but at the place I was living at before now, here in Georgia. I was laying down, just got home, laid my head back, dozed off. Next thing I know, I woke up and I could not move anything but my eyeballs, and I could not think of anything but why I cannot move.
Like sleep paralysis?
And yes, from head to toe. It's like I was suspended in time. The only thing I could move was my eyeballs. Everything else, I was like stuck. And I saw a black, I don't know if it was a shadow entity. It was black with red eyes. And it was standing over me, and there was nothing I could do. It was standing down over me. And I could tell that it was of a male presence. And I don't know how I know that, but I could tell that it was like a male. And I spoke, but I don't know what I said. And to this day, I still don't know what I said, but I know I said something to it. And it looked at me and walked out. And I've never seen it again, and I'm trying to see what it was. So I've been investigating too. So I've been all over trying to see
really
what I saw. It was very tall. I would say about maybe 9 feet.
All right. I'm not trying to cut you off here. Remember a long time ago I told you I used to see stuff at my ex-girlfriend's house?
Yes.
And her dad said we were batshit crazy?
Yes.
And he had a dream?
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact same thing he saw.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Hey, I kept seeing this black figure. It was really weird. Their house was built in 2002. It shouldn't be no Indian burial ground. There should have never been anybody doing any poltergeist, any kind of like ritual stuff. Nothing out of the ordinary should have ever happened on this land that we would know about. Her dad built the house. So nobody died there. And there was a few times I went to her house and like we'd have like an argument as teenagers do. And so like she'd go to another room and then like I'd go to the bathroom and come back. But when I would turn around to sit on the couch, you could see down the hallway. I saw the figure go from one room to another, but it always went from his room to a different room. And the first time I saw it, I kept quiet. And the second time I saw it, I knew I saw it. And I thought it was her, my ex-girlfriend, and I asked her sister if she went to her room. She said, no, she's outside with daddy smoking. I was like, okay, that's fucking weird. And then I told her about it, and she didn't sleep in the room for like 3 nights. The third time I ever saw it, I saw it go into her room, and then I saw the door handle come too. So the door handle wasn't visible, and then it was, which means something pushed the door. And I told her it was a black figure, was really tall. She didn't tell him about it for a while, like her dad. And then he was having like a really bad sleep one night, she said. he was breathing real heavy, and he had always had medical problems because he had had a work injury that caused him to have to take some medicine that ended up shutting his kidneys down, and it was just a whole thing. Like, it was just domino effect of just stuff that messed up his medical. And he was breathing heavy, and like she said, it seemed like he was stopping breathing sometimes. So she was trying to wake him up, and he wouldn't wake up. And then he just started breathing normal after probably about 5 minutes. So she just kind of let him be, because it was like, she said, I think it was like 2 a.m. The next morning, when they got up to eat breakfast, she asked him if he remembered, like, if he ever woke up or anything. And he just said he had a really bad dream, and she asked him what it was. And he said this black figure kept coming from the door, hovering over him, and he couldn't move. And he said it was as big as the door. And then that's when she told him that I'd been seeing the same stuff. And he got really mad at her and told her she was fucking crazy and that shit never happened. So, yeah, he didn't want to believe. But, yeah, it's weird. It seems like that would be demonic, you know, because it's the same figure. It's not humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they don't usually take like an actual human form. And they are actually really sinister. So it would make sense.
Yeah.
So I was curious because you said it was just big and black, and which would mean huge. Shadow. And
yep.
I don't know about the male red presence eyes. Thing. I guess just the evil energy would probably give you like a male thing, because most males are usually evil. Like, evil females are usually like closeted. It's like behind closed doors. You don't ever get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So makes more sense. That's weird. It's crazy. But I've only known of. I mean, I guess if his dream would be considered sleep paralysis, I always thought sleep paralysis was like you're actually awake. And my brother said he experienced it in our childhood home, which I hated that house. And I never had anything bad happen to me. But if I was ever alone, I was just genuinely scared.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't help it. I don't know if I had like fear of my parents never coming back or what. But at the age of 8, I genuinely just wanted to shit my pants in that house because I was so scared of just being in the house. Like, and nothing ever touched me. Nothing ever said my name. I never heard anything. I just had a lot of fear in there for some reason. It was weird. But my brother said he had sleep paralysis in that house a few times.
Like, no, my question always is, like, the people that are living in the house with me, they never saw or hear anything. And I'm the one that, you know, has the experiences. And I'm like, have you ever seen, you know, a black figure with red eyes? And they're looking at me like, no. So I'm like, why did I see it? So I'm still trying to figure it out.
A lot of people will always say that spirits and stuff won't show themselves unless they want you to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't believe, even if they are trying to show themselves, non-believers might just brush it off as everyday stuff. Like a knock on the door might just be like a twig hitting it or like the wind gust or something. And they might not think anything of it. My daughter has a spider toy. I've been meaning to throw it away for weeks. I fucking hate that thing. It looks real. Every time I walk around the corner, it looks like a giant tarantula on my floor. And I swear it moves, and she doesn't move it. Like, I can go home tonight, and it's probably going to be in a different spot. And it's plastic, and it always scares the hell out of me.
That could also be your little ghosty friend.
Yeah, it could be. I have no fucking clue. I really don't. But
his house is haunted as crap.
I have one ghost. We know.
You
know what?
I was seeing that. I saw that you had a ghost. Like, yes. Wow, is it always around?
No, it was actually extremely active during the month of October, which validated all those things that says Hallows Eve is like a more active time for spirits. Why? I don't know. Because if time's not real, I don't understand how ghosts can follow time. It doesn't make sense to me. But it was extremely active in the month of October. And it's kind of picked back up a little bit, like one thing here or there, but it's nothing like it was in October. It was so playful that it was pissing me off. But now it's just kind of like, hey, I'm still here. You know, don't forget about me kind of situation. I'm not mad at it. It was an old lady who lived there. She died at the age of 78. The signs that we got made me start doing research on the house. And the only thing I could find was one owner. Her dying in the house and her husband dying in the hospital but getting sick in the house. And then the house having been renovated We got in touch with the family, asked them what it was like before, and the only person that we could ever get to continue a conversation was the granddaughter. And she said that her whole childhood, she remembered the house looked one way and it never changed. And she hadn't seen photos of it since it had sold. So when we sent her photos, she told us the house didn't even look. She said it basically looked like a whole different house. Like nothing was the same inside.
Oh, wow.
And that usually pisses off spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, they get territorial.
Yep.
I don't know. I just wonder, like, about the women, what you said about the women's spirits. In my first apartment, I had a woman spirit there, and she was like an older grandmotherly type, and she never bothered me. She would just stand over me, and I could feel her if I was in the kitchen, but I never saw her, but I could feel her.
Some spirits are cool. I used to have one in my house in 04, which I don't know why I did. Sometimes I feel like there's things attached to me just because that house was built and no one died there. Nothing bad happened there. It was just a subdivision home. And I had things fall off walls that shouldn't, because you have to move them so far to make them detach from their mounts. And my dog used to watch things walk, and I hated that. I couldn't stand it. I always tell her to stop looking. Like, I just like, Gigi, stop, you know, because I couldn't stand it. Like, she would genuinely watch things go from the left to the right with her ears up. I don't like that. It freaks me out. I can't see it. Why can you? I don't know what it's doing.
Sure. I remember one time, and this is in the same place where I saw the shadow or entity. I was standing in my closet and something went through my shoeboxes, but did not move the shoeboxes. Like, I was standing there and I could hear it go through my boxes, but it did not flip a lid. It did not flip a box. It was like nothing.
Oh, that's a classic.
But I could hear it go through.
That's a classic tree roach.
And I was horrified and I ran out.
I'll tell you for a fact.
I know it has. And I'm like, wait, but it went through the boxes. How is that possible? Freaked out.
One time I'll never forget this night, because I thought we had a rat. I remember I was about 9 or 10 years old, and I was playing in my bedroom. I always had a messy bedroom as a kid. Toys everywhere. Just shit strode around. Not proud of it. And I'm playing my toys, and I heard a piece of paper get, like, swatted. And I turn around, and there's a piece of paper floating down. And I didn't know why the hell it was in the air. And so it scared the shit out of me. So I started looking around trying to find out what it was. And then a big ass tree roach flew at me and chased me out of my room. Oh. Man, it was horrifying. I hated the hell out of that thing. And we used to have a bag, because I used to live near the creek where alligators and stuff used to stay. So we always had like roaches and locusts and just big bugs flying around and getting into our house. And God, I hated it.
Yeah, we got that drainage ditch right here.
Yeah.
It is a pain in the
ass. Living in the South sucks when it comes to bugs.
Yeah, so watch it out. I was horrified.
They'll fly around huge. With your children. They'll take your children
away. They're huge. They're huge for real. Have you guys ever seen like a UFO?
Yes, we have talked about that. Did you?
No, I have not.
He has and I have.
I really want to.
The thing that pisses
you do?
I do.
Yeah, it sucks, because like when you do see one, you don't want to tell people because they're going to think you're crazy. Correct. And then like even the conversation can come up, and the guy, like the way mine did at work, all the guys at work are like, man, there's got to be something out there. And like they talked about this for like 5 days straight. And so I was like, finally, I guess I'll tell them I saw something. Maybe they won't call me stupid. And they fucking call me crazy. And even when I saw it, I felt crazy. Like the night I saw it, I walked in the house and I told Nicole, my wife, and I said, I'm about to tell you something. I said, you're going to tell me I'm fucking crazy. And I promise you 200%, I know what I saw and I'm not crazy. And I told her I saw a UFO. I was driving home. It was like 11, maybe 12 at night. I worked a late night. I wasn't like tired. I wasn't delusional. Just a normal day. But, I was driving home, and near our house, there's a cell phone tower. It was so close that if the tower fell, it would hit our house. And then before that, there would be another cell phone tower, maybe like 4 miles away at a certain angle. You can only see it at a certain angle. So whenever I turned on our street, I saw three white lights, which is also on cell phone towers. And mm-hmm. and I was thinking, there's no fucking way they build a cell phone tower that fast. And so I went down the street and I turned left so I could see it. And it wasn't moving. Like, it was there for a very long time. Like, to get to where I turned at this intersection, I drove for a mile and a half and then turned left. I saw the three lights, like, the whole time. And then when I made it to the end of that street, which was about 3/4 of a mile, it was above the street. And I had my windows up, so I can't tell you if it was making noise or not. But it wasn't moving until I got to the end of the street, and then it started moving really fast, like a drone. Now, I do like to play it off that it could have just been like some everyday drone, but it was midnight. It was only three white lights, and it didn't have like the DOT, whatever, the FCC, what's the airline people?
FAA.
The FAA's lights, where you have to have like green and red blinking. Mm-hmm. It didn't have any of that, and it was fast as hell. And it ended up flying to the opposite direction that I came from. Until I couldn't see it no more over the trees. So then I went home and told my wife about it, and she told me I was stupid. So, yep.
Yeah, it's like people do think that, but it's like I know that that was not an airplane.
Yeah,
like,
it was weird. I mean, airplanes have three white lights, but usually you can usually see the silhouette of a plane, and then they have the blinking lights. And most drones are square. Like, most drones that regular people fly are square. I know that some military drones can be triangular, but why the fuck would the military be flying a drone? I used to live in a white trash, bum neck ass town, so I don't know why the military would be flying a drone over that town. Like, it was meth city. It was white trash. This is where I lived at. So there's no way there was like rich people flying these things. Like, it was the only way I could say it's definitely not our stuff.
Was it like a saucer or like a triangle?
All I saw was the three triangular lights.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't even see a body of it. Like, no silhouette, you know, no shadows, nothing.
The one I saw was quiet.
That's what,
like,
most
it didn't make a sound.
That's what most people always say, which would make sense, because if they use the magnetism of Earth, whatever kind of technology, we know it can be done. The scientists mm-hmm. have proven that they can make things levitate. I mean, they can turn gravity off in those little machines. So,
and that's what I like study, because it's, and I also go into the Bible and study like if there's UFO activity in there, and like that's, yeah. So
we probably should have asked if she was religious before we started cussing.
Oh, no. I curse.
Oh, I okay. talk like this. Okay. I don't think I would have changed. It would have ended up flipping.
Mine too. I curse.
I mean,
no,
if she's even if she's not religious.
I would say more spiritual.
Even if okay. she's not religious okay. and she does what she does, it would make sense for her to study the Bible and all the other religious texts.
Yes, I yeah. know. You know.
But I did grow up in church. I yeah. did grow up in church. My uncle is a pastor, and he's a doctor of, you know, theology, so I would pick his brain, and it kind of took me down the philosophy rabbit hole, because he would like talk about it, and I'm like, hold up, go back, like whatever you just said Ezekiel saw, that did not sound like a human, and I would challenge him. So I did grow up in a church, but I would say now I'm more spiritual than anything.
Did you go to church?
Yes, I was raised in a Catholic church, and then we moved to a Southern Baptist, and that was a extreme culture shock, and I hated it.
Why? Why was that worse?
Because they're all preppy little douches.
Yeah, they are hypocritical
yeah.
as hell.
Yeah, they're so
I didn't necessarily grow up in church. My mom was forced Catholic, but she was forced Catholic back in the day, so like they were really aggressive, you know, like they yeah. used to beat the shit out of you. And my mom hated it, so, but she hated that my grandmother made her go to church and made her do all the stuff with the church. So when we were kids, my mom told us if we didn't want to go, we didn't have to go. If we wanted to, she'll take us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every now and then I go to church with friends and stuff, but I never really got dedicated. Probably until like maybe late middle school, early high school. And then I kind of just fell out of it again. Never really...
Yeah, I was forced to go, or I got my ass beat.
I question so much stuff that I don't want to like fall into one religion.
Yeah, I was forced to go.
I'm glad I wasn't. It's really nice to not have to have been forced into that, just because most of the people I do know that were forced into it either grow up to hate it or grow up to like do bad things.
Yeah, I hate it so much.
I just like to, you know, pick my uncle's brain. That's what I like really liked about it, but it like, kind of opened the door.
Like, I'm not a huge dick about it because one of my oldest kid's friends, they are super religious, and he'll stay over there and go to church with them. And it's like, if he wants to go, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that's his decision.
I mean, I believe in most of the stuff that's in it. If I read the whole Bible right now, I'm not going to believe the whole Bible. I can't.
Because it's super hypocritical.
You got to separate the New Testament from the Old Testament. Yeah. But regardless, I don't believe every single thing in it. There's no way. There's no way. Like, that's the reason why she has to study it, to see if there's any kind of, like, otherworldly stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you explain things coming from the sky, giving you messages?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean.
And people and angels coming down and talking, like, in black and white print.
Yeah.
You know, and heads, things with foreheads and giants and
like
people going into the sky. I'm like, don't skip over the verse. That's what it said.
Like, God could still be an alien.
Yeah.
But they just described him wrong. Like, you know, he could be all-knowing and powerful.
Yeah, no, I get that.
But they still fucked it up.
Yeah.
So, we'll never know until we get there. Or we die and it just fades to nothing. Which I hope to God it don't, because that's so depressing. That would be so depressing. Man, that would suck.
Man, it is crazy to think about. Like, wow.
When I used to think about that stuff, I used to get like just a deep pit of anxiety. But now it doesn't really bother me so much anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, to think about like just for everything to just straight end, it doesn't really affect me like it used to.
No. I 100% believe in reincarnation.
I don't.
I do too.
I don't.
That was, the only reason I wrote why my I don't, dissertation about reincarnation.
It's just because population keeps rising. You know, like, that would mean, like, one person dies and turns into 2, 4, 6, 8, 12.
We can't help that China pumps out, like, 3 billion kids a year.
I know. I just feel like if the reincarnation was real, wouldn't there be, like, a max supply of souls? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
But somebody's got to be making the souls. You know, they don't just pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Not supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it could be real. My very first memory I've ever had was I, like, just opened my eyes and I'm in a hospital, like, waiting room, and that's it. It had to have been when I was, like, 18.
I actually have a 2-year-old memory. Most people forget most of their memories before the age of 4. I have 1 2-year-old memory. It's the dumbest ass memory, but the only reason why I know it's real is because my uncle used to tell this story all the time. After, like, I even had this memory, I was naked in a koi pond with another kid. It's the dumbest ass memory, but I was supposed to be staying with my uncle, and this is when my uncle said, my mom said I can never stay at his house again. Because he was watching me, and then me and this other kid that was at his house wandered off and found a little pond, and we took our clothes off and jumped in it. And I'm just standing in it. Like, that's I just remember being naked in a koi pond. This is the dumbest thing. And so I always thought that memory was from when I was like 4 or 5, but I couldn't like put it in a timeline of where I was even at. And then when he started coming around again, we got a dysfunctional family. So when he started coming around again, he told that story and he said I was 2. And I was like, holy shit, I got a 2-year-old memory. That's the fucking coolest thing ever. I'm a goddamn genius over here.
Just mine.
Yep. But
I don't remember 2. Oh, man, I don't think I remember anything.
That's the only one I got. 7? Well, I do have an early one, too, because I remember my mom told me my grandpa died when I was, before I was 4. And I do have a memory of him. And the only reason why I know it was specifically him is because they had this stupid-ass brick wall in their house. It's ugly. You walk inside, and there's a brick wall inside the house.
Mm.
I don't know why the fuck that was a thing. But I remember him standing in front of it, and I was on a sit and spin. I don't remember how old it was, though. I think I might have been 3.
A lot of the houses around here that were built in, like, the 40s and 50s have just, like, brick all along the back wall.
Inside?
Yeah.
It's ugly.
It's fucking hideous.
It's worse than brick floor.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad have that. I hate it. It's disgusting. It's a travesty.
How the hell do you clean brick floors?
Laminate. Clear coat.
Okay.
Yep. What else do you do? There was a fourth thing you said after philosophy.
That was it.
Like a researcher and...
Well, I freelance, right?
So I freelance, right? So that's why I say by day.
Yeah, I picked through some of your blog.
How many?
Yeah, I write about some of everything. True crime, paranormal, ancient alien philosophy, missing persons. So I do freelance, right? And I also freelance, right, for other people, too, like CEOs or emails and things like that. But then on the flip side, I also do research and philosophy. So it's kind of like a million things in one.
How do you get into all this stuff?
Well,
is it like networking?
It is kind of like networking. My social media, I get, and also on my blog,
yep.
A lot of people will tell me to research a topic, or they have a question about something and I'll take it and write about it, or they'll ask me to write for them, you know, so it's kind of just my blog, really, the one on Medium.
It's pretty cool.
She's probably the perfect person to ask.
What?
Hybrid breeding.
Yeah, because I don't know what it
yes.
is.
Oh,
so
see?
She knows about it?
Yes.
Okay. I still don't know about it. He told me shit about it a year ago, and I never read about it.
A year ago? It was a month ago.
No, you mentioned this last year.
Yeah, this is February. That was the last thing that we talked about on our paranormal
this
investigation
was up,
episode.
No, this was brought up to me from you, not on camera,
a
long time ago.
That was
and
only
I was supposed
ago
to read
about
it,
about it,
and I never read about it.
Okay, well, anyway, so what all do you know about hybrid breeding?
Hybrid breeding, you know, there is evidence in the past, the ancient past of that, but except they came to Earth and breeded with humans, Zeus, you know, and a lot of other people, mythology, whatever, creatures. But I don't know. I know that there's people that say that they were abducted and taken aboard ships and
that's all that is.
Impregnated, taken
yeah.
back.
You made it sound like it was
when they
some
come back to Earth.
Government stuff.
There is government documents about it.
Oh, I thought yes. you made it sound like it was like the government was actively doing this right now. Like
on
I've known of the theories because like that's how they've tried to like some people have tried to explain how some tribes in Africa have like just outrageously athletic tribes members. Like their heights extremely tall, or even the women's one. The one where all the women are the warriors.
Yeah.
They're badass. I have no clue why. Like their muscle, the percentage of muscle that they have doesn't match
yeah.
what a normal woman's muscle mass would be. No offense, I'm just saying.
Oh, it's all good.
But it's just, you know, that I thought this shit was some new age shit. I've always known about the theories that they've came down and bred. I believe that they did that to the Japanese because they look like fish. I've always thought Japanese people look like fish.
Like they come here, abduct like abduct a woman or a man and like take his sperm or take her eggs or impregnate her.
Yes,
and then she comes back and then they come back and get her, right? Like in like 4 months and take the baby.
Yeah.
And
that's
then
crazy.
Sometime in the future, they might come get her and she can come and see the baby.
Yes, there's a one woman. I don't remember her name or what I saw her on because I watched like five or six different documentaries on it. One woman said she was abducted for 4 or 5 months to be a nurse mom to like thousands of pods of hybrids.
Do they have like a timeline where she just like isn't on Earth?
Yeah.
That's weird. What if she... Give me a minute. What if she just went and like went on one of those hikes where you go from like Georgia to Maine and then use that time frame to make it up. That'd be
she
crazy.
Was on the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, that one. with what's his face? Who's that guy that killed his girlfriend?
Brian Laundrie.
Yeah, she was on the Appalachian Trail. Brian Laundrie. Stinking.
And then
Demi. I mean, I can't even imagine that. Like, these women are like horrified. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, some of the guys are too.
Yes.
I'm scared.
Yeah, they're like terrified. Just
take me in a weird room and start pulling on my. That's weird.
I know Demi Lovato does that UFO show on.
I don't believe anything she says.
I don't either.
She's crazy.
Like, I think she needs to be back on her meds. But anywho, they need to be back on their meds. There you go, Spotify. I corrected it.
Oh my god.
No, there's an episode where Demi Lovato is interviewing one of the more famous hybrid breeding suspects, and then the girl's telling her all of her stuff, and you can tell that Demi Lovato is bullshitting, because then she's like, oh my god, I've experienced the same thing.
And no then, way. She's never been pregnant. Well, that we know of.
Well, no, it's that show just seems like she is there to pretty much document again what everyone else has already documented.
Hybrid breeding would explain Jesus Christ. It would. He's got these fucking crazy powers. You know, he's healing people.
Yeah.
She's a virgin. Da-na-na. It explains Jesus. That's where I first heard, but that's not what it was called. Huh?
Did they have turkey basters back then?
No. During Jesus?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was 2,000 years ago. What am I supposed to go ask him?
Yeah.
Did you have turkey basters, Virgin Mary? What's she going
to
answer?
I don't know. I'm starting to think that they were more technologically advanced than we think.
Yeah, I want to know how they kept their castles cold and how they didn't, like, spread diseases when they had these bathrooms that had actual plumbing.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's tough for me to fix my own plumbing, and these motherfuckers were having plumbing in rock castles.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck did they do that? How'd they have hot water? Which, I mean, I knew about the weird tubs. I can't couple
two PVC pipes together. How the
yeah,
fuck
the
you
weird
do that?
Tubs that they would use for like a week if you were like poor. You had to like, I don't know. There's some saying behind it.
And I know I'm like studying like the.
A pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of? Yeah. Something like that. I don't know.
I'm like studying the first computer, and it's like more advanced than a Swiss watch.
What year was that first computer?
Long. It's so long ago.
Was it the 40s?
Depends on what you mean by a computer.
The first electronic thinking device. It could do a math problem or compute anything.
Okay. Yeah. 20s.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was in the 40s.
That what you're describing is 20s. Now, what they used to call computers were just really smart people that could do math instantly.
So, like a savant?
Yeah.
Which is rare.
Mm-hmm.
They're not computers. They're called humans.
Yeah, like if before... have you watched Hidden Figures?
No, never heard of it.
Oh, it's a very good movie.
No, wait. That's a movie, right?
Yeah.
What, about NASA?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good-ass movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Yeah, the women are computers because they do the math for everything.
See, I didn't know they classified them as computers.
It's that's what they used to be called.
That seems so fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
And then when IBM came in with their giant computer that took up like pretty much three full rooms
mm-hmm.
as one computer.
That's what I classify as a computer.
Yeah, then it could do the calculations twice as fast as they could, but it wasn't as accurate.
I'm trying to think of something to ask.
We've got roughly 10, 15 more minutes.
Have you ever seen anything else paranormal other than the figure?
I've seen... Well, I've seen UFOs, lights, things of that nature. I felt spirits, but I've never seen that figure was like the only paranormal thing that I have seen. But as far as, you know, seeing things out my eye, prints in the bed, just activity around me, that happens on a normal basis. So there's always something, whether something is moving, shaking.
When you say prints, is it like a memory foam kind of prints, or like dirt?
It's like in the bed, like someone sat there and
So like indentions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. Okay.
And I can hear. I promise. One day I heard the bed and looked over and saw the print. I know I felt like I was going crazy, but
that usually means that it's still there. If it's not memory foam, that means it's still there. Because
mm-hmm.
you like if I sit on my bed right now and stand up, you ain't gonna know it. It's just gonna look like just a little bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've known of where you can see like an indention. That means they're still there, which makes it even worse for you mentally, because like you're like, holy shit, motherfucker's still here.
And thank goodness, you know, this was all in the last place. Thank goodness I've moved. It's been a little bit more calmer, but it was a lot of activity.
Was this also place. In Atlanta?
Yes.
Did Atlanta have anything to do with like the end of the slavery? Like, was that city like a pivotal city?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't even remember when Atlanta was founded.
But I know Stone Mountain is here. There's like a Stone Mountain when they won the Confederacy or something of that nature here. It's like a hike trail, really beautiful. There's like a lot of different monuments here.
There was battles there too, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, all mm-hmm. these cities that have these dark history are usually just flooded with a lot of spirit activity. Like Birmingham, no, not Birmingham, Montgomery.
Got some too.
Birmingham and Montgomery, right?
Yeah.
Are pretty active for spirits. I know Savannah, Georgia is really bad.
Yes.
Obviously New Orleans. Mobile's got stuff, but we don't have anything compared to like Savannah, Birmingham, Montgomery.
That we can actually Atlanta. Go to.
Yeah. There's actually a lot of buildings, but most of them have been turned into like bed and breakfasts, hotels.
And now you have to pay if you want to do any of that.
Yeah, I got in touch with one and it's like $50 an hour to do to have someone who works there stay so we can do like an investigation. And they got like 12 rooms.
And don't we have to pay for a room? At the bed and breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be really expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think, there's one downtown that we would have to get both rooms and then pay someone $50.
I know Atlanta's got some old ass history, and there's some really old houses that guarantee you are probably very haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just as old as
I want to go to Alaska. That's where I want to go.
What the hell kind of ghost is going to be in Alaska?
If they have UFO activity on a daily.
Paranormal Alaska.
That makes sense.
I got your blog right here.
Little people in trees and.
Oh, that's a leprechaun. Everybody see leprechauns?
The men in black. All kinds of stuff dump off in Alaska.
Have you ever heard of the Crichton leprechaun?
No.
Okay.
What is that?
it's a joke. Just Google it one day.
Okay.
we'll have Tim send you the how to spell it. It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah. Send me that.
You need to type
sure.
in Leprechaun Mobile on YouTube if you did, and watch the news story from 2005. 2005?
I was in fifth grade.
Okay.
Yes. I'll never forget that day because everybody
came
to school.
It is hilarious.
Everybody came to school and was like, man, did you see Leprechaun? I'm like, what the fuck, Leprechaun? I didn't say that.
That
I was
is
in fifth
as
grade.
Pivotal, like, internet. Viral as the gay guy from Huntsville. How'd your kids? How'd your wife?
Oh, he was so cool.
it's on that same level of awesome.
After you, before you ever do look up the Crichton Leprechaun Mobile, I mentioned Mardi Gras earlier. That leprechaun is still a big part of Mardi Gras right now. They sell beads with the leprechaun on it. Yes.
Yeah.
It's such a big thing.
Callahan's is a local Irish pub.
Yeah.
That's in the dead center of downtown.
Uh-huh.
And they do a block party every St. Paddy's Day. And all the shirts have the Crichton leprechaun on them. And you can go in there now and still buy a shirt with a Crichton leprechaun on it.
It's not a real leprechaun. So when you watch this video, don't think you're actually going to see like a real leprechaun.
Okay.
Yes, this was in the hood, and it was the funniest news story I've ever seen. It's still funny.
I cannot wait to see it.
Every time I meet someone from far away, I always ask them if they've heard of the Crichton Leprechaun, and most of the time they have. It's like, we had one guy who hired in with me at my work. He was hired from, North Carolina to come in and do some engineering work at our work. And I asked him, because it was like his first week in Alabama. I was like, you ever heard of the Crichton Leprechaun? And he's like, yep, I heard about it a long time ago. I'm like, hell yeah.
I wonder how far that actually reached.
It was on Tosh.0, remember?
Oh, that's right. So it was in California. On Tosh.0. Yeah.
Yep.
I have to see it. I have to send it to me.
You're going to bust out laughing.
I'll say it to you here in just a second. Oh, my God.
Give me something else to study or research.
Oh, there's like, no studying or researching. Real? It's just a video, and you will just die laughing of how cringe it is.
Yep.
Cannot wait. Cannot wait.
Do you remember, what was it, 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, those little, what were they called, obelisks or whatever? They were like triangular, silver, and they were really tall. Kept popping up in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Did they ever figure out who was doing that?
I think it was a really rich guy.
One dude. Okay. I didn't know.
He would hire people, because I think I saw something on Discovery about it. He would hire architects. He would draw it out, hire architects, and then hire people to go put it somewhere. And he'd buy that plot of land from the state or the county or whoever, and he would just sit it there.
Okay.
Because there's one in, I think there's one in Georgia or outside of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Yeah.
And they do not know who put it there.
Yeah, they kept popping up all over, and they never said who put them there.
Yeah. And they were like, it was just a really rich guy.
They were
guy.
Like within days apart.
Because isn't the one in, the one in Atlanta is made out of like limestone or something?
I can't. Yeah.
I don't remember what kind of stone it's made out of.
Marvel. Yeah, it's an obelisk here. It reminds me of crop circles.
Yeah.
They just pop up all over the place.
I haven't thought about crop circles in years. Man, I forgot those even existed. Since I saw the movie...
Signs.
Signs, yes. Yeah.
That's a great movie.
It was all right. It was weird when they put that aluminum foil on their heads, but it was all right.
That's the only M. Night Shyamalan movie that I can watch.
He makes good movies.
No. Yeah. He made The Last Airbender, and that's a terrible movie.
See, I was a Star Trekkie. So people will be like, oh, that's just because you like Star Trek. I'm like, just because I'm not crazy, I know what I saw. Stop watching Star Trek.
I need to catch up on Discovery.
Why?
Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, I never watched any of it. Never seen it.
I stopped watching Star Trek Discovery when Spock randomly came in, and I was super confused. I was like, no, this is dumb now. Like, I had so much leeway with everything you were doing, and this is now dumb. I'm gone.
What are, like, some good movies to watch that are, like, you know... paranormal or something like that. Is there anything good out there?
Is there?
The Conjuring movies, paranormal. If you take the Warrens with a grain of salt, because they bullshitted their entire career.
They got that new movie on Netflix called Don't Look Up that everybody loves. I haven't seen
that
it yet.
That is a very good movie. It's not paranormal.
I've learned about that.
Yeah, it's more like meteorologic media.
Okay.
It,
outer space.
It's more... think Armageddon with Bruce Willis, but the government.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a good ass paranormal movie.
Because, I mean, that's the entire plot is the same as Armageddon, and then the government gets involved, and it's still the same plot as Armageddon. But it is how it's the whole movie is pretty much how the media just lies.
Okay.
And, like, whoever's in power, they're going to do whatever benefits the rich. So, like, they want to destroy the meteor coming to Earth, but the elites want to mine it and get all that profit from, you know, trillions of dollars worth of minerals that aren't here on Earth.
We need to go back to Alaska for a second.
Yes.
When you talk about all the UFOs and stuff, that unexplained stuff that's seen in Alaska, do you know when it's seen and where it's seen?
Yes. Give me a second. I actually wrote a series about it. Anchorage, for sure.
Does Anchorage do the 6 months day, 6 months night?
I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
I think so.
And wouldn't it make more sense if activity increased during the night when it's on the opposite side of the sun? So things could fly unknown?
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be wild?
And then I know there's like a lot of military bases there, a lot.
But there is that thing that came out probably back in 2012. I don't know if you ever saw it. It was like a Canadian prime minister who said something about the U.S. government was working.
I saw it.
Okay. And yes, it didn't get much traffic. It still hasn't been taken down, but it never did get much traffic. And I don't know how it got suppressed so hard. But, I mean, it would make sense. If there is actual beings from outer space working with governments in general.
Are you talking about the Prime Minister in Canada?
Yeah.
That we covered on like episode 1?
Yeah. And whenever I told you to look up the video, it still only had like 400,000 views.
Yeah.
And it's like 12 years old. Like,
and it's even a powerful video because he's like going hard.
Yeah, he's in there in Parliament and just calling everyone out.
But let me twerk one time and get 2.6 million views in 6 minutes. So damn dumb.
Yeah, but Alaska, I want to go there because
I have your blog about it pulled up now. Because I did
those
not.
What are the little beings in the trees?
Well, this lady said that she would go outside because she went there. She went back to the location where the trees were, and they're like scarce little. And it's hardly any trees there. And she said before that, it was abundant, full of trees. And she said that one day she was outside and she saw a little man jumping across the branch. And she actually drew the little being out. And it looks like a little monster. And she said she saw one. And then as time went on, she started to see thousands of them in the trees. And then she said her boyfriend was like, I don't believe you. You know, I don't see anything. And then he started to see them, too. And she said she still doesn't know, like, what they were or what they were doing there.
She was doing drugs, and he didn't believe her. So she started putting drugs in his drinks. That's what happened. Some of that good stuff.
Did they say how tall or, like, how small these
They're probably, like, 3.5 feet.
Yeah, she said they were, like, very, very little. She barely saw him. Like, she had to look closer, and then she saw him, and she could see him jumping across the branch.
So, you remember whenever we
roughly like a squirrel size?
No, bigger than
that. Then she said they were like littler than that.
Oh, what? So like chipmunks.
Wow. Right, like tiny.
Oh, so 3.5 inches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fuck? And they like lived in the tree.
Oh, that's cool.
What if fairies are real? And that's what those were. But they're not like all cute. They're like actually real sinister.
Yeah, because when like you look at the picture, they're like fairies, hairy looking.
Yeah, yeah, we have it pulled up now.
They don't look like they have enough fur to live in the cold, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. And then I know the North Pole is paranormal for sure.
Can anybody even go to the North Pole?
You can take like a cruise and an expedition there.
To what they say is the North Pole, but you might not actually be there. They might just take you to Greenland.
No, it's past Greenland. Because I think you have to go to Greenland to start the cruise expedition or whatever. I was looking at Arctic cruises a couple of weeks ago, and that is offered to go to the North Pole, or you can go to the South Pole. Well, you can't go to the South Pole. You just go to Antarctica.
Yeah, they won't let you take you. They won't take you that far.
No.
Because the motherfucking government ships down there. UFOs and stuff. There's a, I don't know if you've read about it, but there's theories that there's I guess alien technology down in the Antarctic.
That's where the government just hide everything.
That's why they believe they won't let us go there.
Because Admiral, what was his name? Admiral Byrd?
I don't know.
He went there and witnessed UFO activity.
It's really not that far from South America.
I'm about to take that satellite dish off my roof, and I'm going to make a radio antenna.
You're
going
to go to prison for making whatever they think you're making, and it's really not that. That's what's going to happen.
While making a radio telescope, I'm going to go UFO hunting.
How the fuck do you go UFO hunting?
Oh, take me with you. I want to go.
I feel like you'd have to get away from the city that she's in. Her city's too bright.
Yeah. Well, no, with the radio telescope, what it does is it sends radio waves out, and then whatever bounces off comes back as an image.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
So, like, you can, it'll have, like, pixel, 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 pixel.
Hell yeah.
And then whatever bounces back, there will be no pixel.
Set that up. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I was looking up how to make one, because I thought it'd be really cool, because I have yet to see anything super cool like that, and I really want to.
Yeah, we can totally make that. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be so cool. We'll you have to tell me all about that.
Send her all the images.
Sure, I'll follow
her. Oh, I will.
That's so cool. So how did you guys start, like, your podcast? Because I see you talk about a lot of different topics.
We just talk about anything. But I knew his wife from high school. And what did I make a post about on Facebook?
The UFO report.
That's right. Whenever the government first came out with it, they were supposed to be giving some UFO report. And it was just like, just a waste of our time. It didn't give us any information.
Uh-huh.
He saw it, and so he messaged me, asked if I wanted to do this. Me and him actually had never even hung out before. So it was just really lucky that the chemistry worked.
Yeah. But
yeah, we just talk about random stuff, and the bad thing is we talk so much that we'll have like a topic that we start with, and then by the end of the night, we ain't even nowhere near it. We're way
off. That's so far been the best episode we've ever done.
Awesome, though. I just followed you guys on Facebook. I know I did on Instagram, but I like that. I like that you talk about everything.
Yeah, we try to. I mean, the only thing that I want to, like, believe in, like, one thing, but I hear all these different theories, and they all make the same amount of sense.
Mm-hmm.
They slightly don't make sense, and then they slightly do make sense. But, like, not one overpowers the other. Like, I believe in ghosts, but I know of different, so many different theories as to what ghosts could be. Mm-hmm. How they could be, and then it just makes me question everything, so I stop thinking about them again, and it's just a deep hole, and I don't know which way to look.
It really is. I always tell people it's like up to interpretation. It's like what the way that you perceive it, because I'll be talking to someone and we'll have two completely different outlooks on one thing. Like if I read, I'll just use Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel, when he's like talking about the chariot and the alien, I say that he saw. Some people will dispute that, you know, or if you ask someone like, who made the who built the pyramids? And they'll just say God, you know, and I'm like, it's more to it than that.
Yep. Yeah. One of my old coworkers doesn't believe in the Big Bang because he's extremely, extremely religious. He grew up and is still in Church of God, which is a little more strict than Pentecostal.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no makeup, jean skirts. It's like deep in Alabama South church.
See, that's what I grew up in, yeah. Church of God. So I know. Yeah. Yes.
And so he doesn't believe in that. And the closest I ever got him to saying, you know, you might be onto something, was whenever he was having a conversation with me about that and evolution and stuff. And I asked him if maybe it was just possible that the Big Bang still happened, but only because God made the things happen to make it happen. which allowed everything to happen. Like, evolution can exist under a religious standpoint, but it doesn't just, it means evolution's not uninfluenced. It means it's influenced.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that evolution could be uninfluenced. It doesn't make sense to me how specific things happen to specific animals or whatever, specific plants, just because. Like, how do they know it needs to happen? How does a plant know that it needs to grow to the left 15 feet so it can get to sunlight that's 30 feet to the right and above it because it's underground? Like, shit don't make no sense.
I just like checked. it's like technology almost.
Yeah.
I just checked. There is no time limit for one-on-one meetings. It's only if you have three or more. That's 40 minutes.
That's fine.
So we can keep going as long as...
What time is it?
It is 10 o'clock, 11 track. O'clock for her.
Yeah. We can go ahead and get close to wrapping it up pretty soon.
Yeah, that's fun. Do you have any other cool topics to bring this way?
Man, I think we covered it. It was awesome. Nice. I had such a good time.
Have you ever ghost wrote for like... I don't know, like a rapper or something.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes, many of have times. You?
That is so yes. cool. You don't have to say who, but that's cool. That's the dopest
yes,
thing ever.
Yes, many that's times.
Was it for Drake? Please tell me it was for Drake.
We'll go offline.
Okay, because I don't believe Drake writes any of his
music.
Oh,
I can cut all this off, too. Don't worry about that. I'll bleep that's it so if I have funny. To.
No, she can't say it legally. I know there's binding contracts and all that other bullshit.
NDAs.
Yeah. So...
That's cool, though.
That is super cool.
I would say just maybe edit. Not write, but like edit, fix.
That's still cool, though, that you get to see the music before you get to hear the music.
Is it like music or is it like autobiographies? Probably anything.
Like autobiographies.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Even if it was music.
Or like books.
That'd be cool.
Any famous rock stars that you've done?
Say that again.
Any famous rock or metal stars that you've done?
Not rock metal, but I hope so. I would love to one day.
You're probably in a
meeting. Hopefully, they'll see me and say, "Hey, write for me."
You're probably in a meeting like Machine Gun Kelly.
Make my day.
God, I hope not.
I like Machine Gun Kelly.
I hate him.
I like Machine Gun Kelly.
I like him. He's cute.
He's cool.
I love Eminem. I cannot wait till tomorrow. I love him.
That's right.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Nice.
I'm only watching the Super Bowl for the new Lord of the Rings trailer. That's it. I might watch the halftime show because I really like Eminem.
I really do. He's like the only one I really want to see, so I have to see him. I love him.
I just want to see everybody. Everybody's old school in the Super Bowl.
There's one new guy on there, isn't there?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
No.
Why do you hate him so much?
He's a tool.
You realize everything they do is for show, right?
I don't care.
Every action is for money.
Don't care.
Always. It's an act.
Don't care.
I was mad at Machine Gun Kelly when he dissed Eminem. I was mad at him.
It came out that the same person that wrote Machine Gun Kelly's diss to Eminem also wrote Eminem's diss to Machine Gun Kelly. So it was a publicity stunt. Yes.
I could believe that.
Yep, I forget what his name was.
But then he started beef with Slipknot.
That was weird.
That was fucking hilarious.
That was weird. Is that why you hate him so much? Because of Slipknot?
Other than he's just a giant dick.
Oh, well.
I watched an episode of Catfish with him on it, and he's still a dick.
I don't know. I like him. I think he's dope.
I like his pop-punk stuff, but when he starts trying to tell people who have been in that genre since he was born how to act on stage and how to dress... And all that. And then you get called out for it. And then call everyone pussies. That's when I start having an issue with it.
How long did you have to go to school to get your PhD?
I've been in school it was about 18 years.
So you're still actively schooling.
Right now, I'll do like certifications.
Yeah.
Like, I just got my Egyptology certification, but no more degrees. I'm exhausted.
My wife's brother went to college for like 2 years for something. and then decided he didn't want to do that. He wanted to be a doctor. So then he started all over and went to school and got his associates and all that other crap, went to his master's, and then he did like cancer research at St. Jude for like 3 years. Then he went back to school and finished and got his doctorate. And then he went to do something else for St. Jude again before he went to Vanderbilt. And I think he's back into school again. I don't even know what the hell you can even do beyond that.
But, yeah. Well, you know what? It's I thought about it, but I'm not going to do it.
I'm in school now with 3 kids, and it sucks.
Yep. See, part of me likes to believe that the government has the cure for cancer, but then, like, I genuinely know
they
this
came
doctor.
Up with a,
you know what I mean? And he's like,
vaccine,
we don't have it.
For a brand new strand of SARS.
Yeah.
And 3 months, because they'd already been working on the shit, but they can't come up with a cure that has, for a disease that kills way more people.
What, cancer?
Yeah.
Well, that's just because every cancer is so different.
I'm pretty sure it's just big pharma, like...
I don't know.
We make way too much money off of chemo.
I think it has to do with mutations.
That too.
Cell mutations. It's not like it's a bacteria or nothing. They have the cure for HIV now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yep. So, took them long enough to announce it.
Yeah.
What was his name? Andre what? The basketball player had HIV? And then he got cured of HIV?
I don't remember. I know you're talking about.
I don't want to say Magic Johnson.
It was Urban Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Okay.
It was he had Magic. HIV. Yep. Yeah. And then he like got cured of HIV back in like 2008.
Yeah.
Yep. That's when they had the
cure. Wow. Mm-hmm.
When you got money.
And look how long it took, though.
Yep.
Yeah, from what, like late 70s to 2008?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just wish they... you know, do something with this coronavirus because I'm exhausted.
They ain't gonna do nothing.
Like, it hasn't really stopped anything for me, but, you know, when you're trying to find people.
What's it like in Atlanta right now with COVID? What was it like last year? And then what's it like this
wide
year?
Open. Wide open.
Huh.
Like, we can still...
That's good. New Orleans still shut the fuck down.
Really?
Yeah.
No, we're wide open. You know, sometimes they'll restrict the restaurants. Sometimes. But for the most part,
oh, if cases are like, super high that week, they just, like, hey,
right.
Let's not gather around for a little bit.
Right. Like, gotcha. Well, they'll shut it down for, like, a week or two and then open it back up.
Is that just in dining, or they shut the whole thing down?
Say that again.
Is that just like dining, or like they're still
dining?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we can go anywhere. Right.
That's good.
Parties.
We never actually shut down.
Are y'all still hosting like music festivals and events?
Yeah, they got Shaky Knees coming up.
That means Shaky Beats will be coming up too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
I really want to go to Shaky.
What's the wildest homeless person you ever saw? That'd be my last question. Man. I have a great story for
in
you.
In the airport.
Well. Really?
In the airport.
What
did
you
do? Yes, they're in the airport.
What'd they do?
They'll walk up to you. They'll say something to you. They'll walk past you. Like, it's a lot of them.
I love Atlanta's airport.
The wildest one I ever saw was in Atlanta. And we went to Shaky Beats, which is an EDM music festival. I think it was in 2017 or 2018. And we always stay in the Hilton that's shaped like a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a little area right there. It's like checkerboard. And there's all these kids that like to skate on their skateboards right next to that hotel. And that's where we was walking. We was headed towards the park that's in Atlanta down there.
Centennial. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So when we was leaving, that's where the festival was at. So when we was leaving the park that night, it was like midnight. And when you go to and come from, you know, you can see all their little camps and stuff. But during the daytime, they're not actually at their camps. I guess they're out roaming around and just doing whatever. But at night, we saw like a lot of people sleeping. And we was really close to the hotel. And this dude just comes out of nowhere and gets underneath the streetlight, starts stripping down, taking all his clothes off. And it was the weirdest thing. So we all stopped. It was me, my wife, and a group of people. And we just stopped and we just looking at him. And he took every bit of clothing he had off from his shoes to his shirt and then started tearing his shirt apart and then wrapped it around his waist and then threw all his torn up clothing in a bag and threw it on his back and then just started walking around like that. And it was the fucking weirdest experience I ever had. He didn't say nothing to us. He didn't leave. He didn't even know we existed. He just kept on walking. But yeah, we saw a naked homeless man. And it was fucking weird.
Like, I was in Chicago, like when I was in the Midwest, I would see him all the time. I know one time my sister and I was walking down the street and it was a homeless person there. And he, you know, asked her for some money and she was like, give me some money. And he went in his sock, pulled out a wad, had like maybe $1,000 and gave her a $20 bill.
Wow.
Damn. I will never forget that.
My favorite homeless camp is in Seattle. It's weird to say that. It's a weird ass sentence. But I hate it for him because the more homeless is in a city, the more it shows how much the city doesn't care about its people. And if you ever drive through Seattle, the governor's house is not hard to get to. It's on a main street. And you'll be driving. It's nothing but woods. The woods open up. There's tents everywhere. There's hundreds of them. Looks like shit. Stinks.
It's like that in Austin, too.
And then there's a barrier of trees, and then there's the governor's mansion right next door. And it's the funniest thing because they're just a big fuck you to the governor right there.
Yeah.
Because they won't take care of their people. That's what they always got to see. So.
Wow.
Yep.
Yep.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
I don't have anything to add.
How do you want to close it?
It was so cool.
Well, this was amazing.
Yeah, it was great talking to you. Great voice.
It was not. Man, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you guys for having me on.
If you ever have something that you desperately want to talk about, just shoot me a message and we will set it up.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we can think of a topic for sure, because you guys know a lot, so we can really talk. Like, that's so cool to be able to talk to somebody that know what you're talking about.
I know a little bit. I don't know a lot.
I just read a lot.
Yes, you do. You know a lot.
I have a lot.
Both of you.
I have a lot of useless knowledge and theories running around in my head, and that's all. I think of things differently than he thinks of things, so that's
why this works.
Yeah.
But you guys are like the perfect match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should get married, Tim.
All right, it's legal.
We can't get a license.
Invite me.
That's true. We are the deep south.
It's a certificate.
I'll be there.
Sweet.
Can we get a wedding cake here?
You got to bring your celebrity friends.
Oh, for sure.
Bring Kanye.
When you guys come to Atlanta, Kanye. Let me know.
Have you ever met
Kanye?
You
guys ever come here? I have never met Kanye. I wish I could.
I don't know if I want to anymore after all this shit that's been coming out.
I know. I think he's like highly misunderstood a little bit. But
yeah, he's got a lot of stuff that he needs to work out.
For sure. I still don't know why he ran for president, but that's another day. Publicity.
That's right. I think he was above the independent candidates in Mississippi.
Yeah, it's all publicity, just money. Every time they Google your name, you get a dollar in your account.
He had like 12% in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, it was hilarious. I was watching. That was 2016, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was watching the election coverage because I was seeing how Gary Johnson. I think that's who it was. Libertarian that year. I was seeing how he was doing because I didn't want anyone to win at all. I was like, can this just be a swing vote, please? And they pulled up Mississippi and Kanye, it was like Trump, Hillary, Kanye. I was like, oh my god, that's hilarious.
I'm like a huge Jay-Z fan. That's who I'm ready. Like, if he can ask me to write his bike, you know, his bio, I can die a happy woman.
After this, don't forget to Google Leprechaun Mobile.
I'm going to send it to you on Twitter.
Yes.
I'm going to do it as soon as we hang up.
All right.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, thank you again for this was, what, a month in the making?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah, it's been a month. There was a lot going on. Thank you guys for being patient.
Oh, it's no problem. thank you for being patient tonight, because I was slacking, and I apologize.
No, it was good. Thank you.
So, all right. Well, I think we'll end the show here. And thank you so much for coming on. And
no problem.
Got anything to add?
That's all I got. I enjoyed talking to you. It was nice.
Same here. I'll be in touch with you guys. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
That was great.
Yeah, she was cool. Super cool.
Super cool. This was a great start for season two.
All right. I'm coming back Wednesday.
Coming back Wednesday?
We're going to talk about Jackass.
Jackass!
That's got to be brought up in our conversation.
Oh, that's right, because now it's not allowed to be played in theaters.
Why?
Oh, we will talk about it Wednesday.
They got sued over the animals, didn't they?
No.
Penises.
Bam.
What?
Yes, Bam won his lawsuit.
What? What'd he sue him over?
So, it was probably contracts and stuff.
Fine, we'll talk about it.
So we will talk about that Wednesday.
What the fuck?
We'll also have...
I'm gonna Google this.
Google it.
Damn.
I guess same episode, we'll do our...
We got to see the rarest movie in theaters.
We did.
Wow.
Opening night.
Damn.
It was great.
That's fucking crazy.
I've never laughed that hard in a movie theater.
If you would have saw Jackass 3 in theaters...
I did.
I think I was...
The 3D one?
I didn't watch it in 3D, but it was... I did watch it in 3D, and it was fucking retarded.
That was the only way you could watch it.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad this one wasn't in 3D.
Yeah, that was a lot of dick.
We'll talk about this Wednesday.
All right.
Cool.